I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody. Lee Blue here, and I've got a really good topic for us today, which is my number one recommendation for web designers. And the idea here is, like, if I could only give you one tip, what would it be? What would be the most powerful thing that I could share that would cause the biggest change in your business, and boiling it down to just one thing to do? That's what I want to talk about today. And it was hard to pick, because there was a couple of different things that was kind of on my mind, because there are some critical things that you want to do to figure out this whole shift into high-ticket consulting. And kind of the runner-up idea was to not fall prey to the idea that once I land some clients, then I'll work on my marketing. And that happens all the time. I talk to people all the time who are like, well, I can't do double stack. I can't do anything yet because as soon as I land a few clients, then we can work together, something like that. And the problem with that is you never end up landing the clients. And so that was almost my number one tip into what do you need to do to shift into high ticket consulting, which is focus on your marketing even if we're not working together. Like, we don't have to do it together, but somehow or another, focus on your marketing, and then you'll be able to win the clients. And the idea is, it's like if you needed to build up your stamina, and you said, well, I'm not gonna run miles or do anything. I'm not gonna run anywhere until I really build up my stamina. Like, once I have my stamina, then I'll be able to run 5 miles or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm just gonna sit here on my couch drinking Pepsi and eating chips or whatever. It's like, you'll never get the stamina, and then you'll never run the miles. And so the idea is, run the miles, then you get the stamina, right? And so a lot of people just kind of get stuck in this thing. It's like, they'll tell themselves, if I can get in front of a client, like, all I have to do is get into a meeting with somebody. And once I do that, then, like, I can, you know, almost everybody wants to work with me. Closing the deal is no big problem. It's just, how do I get in front of more people? And of course, the whole problem is, like, the reason you're in front of the person in the first place is because they're probably going to close the deal with you anyway. And so a lot of people can trick themselves into thinking that they're these awesome, you know, closing salespeople or whatever, because basically the client's already sold when you kind of get them into the meeting. And so the problem, though, is, how do you get more meetings? Like, how do you get your marketing dialed in to really get the ball rolling? But that was kind of my number two one. Oh, it's Heather and it's Jim. It's good to see you guys. I just have my comments over on this other side of the screen. So great to see both of you guys. So yeah, definitely, if you're here, send a hello and let me know. Fist bump to Jim. Boop. So awesome, guys. But here's my number one tip. The number one tip on how to make the shift into high-ticket consulting is, don't have the clients hire you for just your technical skills. You want your clients to hire you for your vision. For your vision. And then you bring the technical skills to implement that vision. That's the number one tip. And once you do that, it fundamentally changes the way that you define yourself, the way that you answer the question of, who is it that I am? Like, what do I do? And it solves all the problems. Like, all the problems that you can think of that normally would be associated with web design. When you make the shift into having the client hire you for your vision, rather than you implementing their vision. Like, the other side of the coin is, like, what the garden variety web designer person does is they interview the client to try to make sure that they acquire a clear understanding of what the client's vision is, and then you apply your skills to do that stuff. And the problem with all of that is the skills by themselves aren't very valuable anymore. It's easy to get a website online. Most clients could do it themselves if they felt like doing it. And if they don't feel like doing it, they can hire somebody for 10 bucks an hour to do it. It's like, to get that vision of theirs implemented online is not where you want to be. You just can't, you can't, it's going to eat your lunch. You will die a slow death watching your business dry up over time if that's the model that you hold on to. It was the model that worked pretty well maybe 5 or 10 years ago, like, you know, a while ago. That was the model. And so the deal was, you would treat web development almost identically to how you would treat software development. But today, web development and software development have diverged. Whereas software development still has that same kind of let's do a strategy session, let me deploy my skills to implement your vision. That pattern still works for software development because the whole point is to create a custom solution that somehow streamlines or makes someone's business more efficient. But the client is telling you, these are the problems I have, these are the things I need to make more efficient. Can you use your skills to implement my vision so that the business is better? Where web development has diverged from that is you don't want to interview the client to get their vision of what they need. Because if that would have worked, they would have already been doing it. Like, what you really want to do is bring your vision to the client and illuminate a path for them that they would never have seen had it not been for you. And so what that means is, rather than trying to implement the client's vision with your technical skills, bring both the vision and the skills. Hey, Ralph, good to see you. And when you do that, all the problems that are associated with garden variety web design today vanish. For example, scope creep goes away. Like, if you ever had a situation where the client tells you something and you kind of have this strategy session and you figure out what to do and then you start doing it and then they see what you did and they're like, oh, you know, I just had an idea. And then they kind of go down this other tangent or whatever, and you try to have to, sometimes you have to unwind what you did, or sometimes you stack it on top. It's just the scope just gets out of hand because the client's trying to figure out, hey, I've got to come up with my own vision for what's going to make my business successful. And then I'm going to tell it to these guys, and these web developers are going to do it or whatever, but it's on the client. And so that means they have uncertainty. Like, they don't know what it's going to take to really get success, you know, in through the door. And so then they come up with an idea, and then they say, well, maybe if this it was a little bit tweaked, and that's why clients keep changing their minds, because they're stressed out over whether or not this is going to work, right? So it's, they don't have confidence in their own vision. And when you could bring your vision that does have confidence because it's a tested and awesome solution for them, and not only that, but you can implement it, scope creep goes away because you're providing the scope. Like, you're not trying to implement the client scope. It's your scope. It's like, these are the things we need to do so that you get success. That's eliminate scope creep. So you don't have that situation where you have unlimited change requests and the project goes on forever and the client never gets you content and all these other problems. It goes away because you provide the scope. You can charge 10 times more too. It's like, if you feel like pricing is a problem because you can't charge $10,000 for a website because you can get a website for $1,000 on Upwork or Fiverr or Squarespace or Wix or Facebook or wherever it might be that people are marketing cheap sites. If you feel like you can't get your price up because if you do, the client's going to be like, that's too expensive. I wasn't expecting that. I need to go get the same thing for less from somebody else. When you bring your vision, they're not hiring you for the skills. They're not. There is no way to get the same thing for less in other locations because you are the one bringing the vision. The thing that's for less in other spots, like on Fiverr and Wix and Upwork, is it's like the tools to get the website online. Like, that's what's available everywhere. Whether you want to do it yourself, you kind of have this pre-packaged set of tools that you can use on your own, like Squarespace and Wix, whether you just want to outsource it for cheap on Fiverr and Upwork, or whether somebody's advertising a cheap site on Facebook. It's like, the skills to get a website online, that's the thing that everyone's offering. It's really inexpensive. And if you say, I'm going to offer the same thing, but I'm going to charge 10 times more than everybody else, no. You'll never do that. That's why you'll dry up. Your business will just dry up over time, but it won't happen instantly. In fact, it's been going on now for a couple of years as the different platforms are getting bigger and stronger. Like, as Wix gets better. Like, when Wix first came out, I remember we actually had an app in Wix for e-commerce for a while. And it was a horrible experience for everyone. It was like a terrible platform to develop on. It was just a mess. And you know, SEO was a disaster, and even kind of to this day sort of still is. Wix is a giant web page. It's not multiple pages, and JavaScript kind of flips the views for you. And so it's like a weird experience overall. But nevertheless, it's getting better. It's much, much better today than it was even just last year. It's evolving in a way that's getting better. Same thing with Squarespace. And the people on Fiverr and Upwork are bringing more and more skills to the mix. And so the problem is, you will have this experience where maybe you used to be able to charge $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 for a site, but now the sites are getting less and less expensive over time because these cheaper alternatives are really becoming the dominant thing that people are looking at. And so if you are going to charge 10 times more than that, you can't be offering the same skills. So you can't do that. And then again, another thing that really will when you make this shift into bringing your vision and your technical skills, then what will happen is you can charge more because nobody on Upwork has a vision for anything. You think anybody on Upwork has a vision for what a client needs to do really to get success? No, they're just waiting for the client to say, hey, I want you to do these things. And then they're going to do them the best they can and hopefully get paid for the work and then move on to the next project. That's the life cycle of those cheap projects. But when you say, I'm bringing my vision and my technical skills, and by implementing all of this stuff, by following this, now you get more clients, you get more customers in the door, you get more calls on the calendar, you grow your revenue, you build your business. Like those types of business-oriented outcomes will come to life. And that means you can charge way more because nobody else is doing that. And then on top of that, you're generating recurring revenue because they don't want you to stop. Like you start getting some clients coming through, and people always want clients. So you have constant cash flow. So if you feel like your income is wildly variant, like it fluctuates all over the place, it's probably because you're focusing on one and done projects, getting people to hire you to do your skills. You do the skills, you're then done, and you move on to the next project, and you got to do all that lead generation. So by making the shift, you actually keep the clients that you attract, so you don't have to keep finding clients all the time, and that does a lot of wonderful things. It stabilizes your business so that you have constant cash flow. It maximizes your earning potential because the majority of your time becomes billable rather than having like maybe half your time be billable and the other half your time you're generating leads and trying to find the next project. If you cut that out and have the majority of your time be billable, then you maximize your earning potential, potentially by double or more. It's like making this shift will maximize your earning potential. You can get to six figures on your own before you even worry about hiring employees or anything like that. Whereas if you do it the other way, you're going to tap out at about 50K, maybe less. $35,000 to $50,000 is about what you're going to make if you just focus on this project by project kind of business cycle. And it's going to keep getting worse because you're going to have to keep lowering your prices as all the other cheaper competitors start, you know, becoming more and more popular, which is already happening, which is why it's that slow death. It's that slow, exhausting death of, you know, you getting better and better at your work, but clients being willing to pay less and less. And so it's one of these wacko situations where you're getting better, you're investing, you're learning, you're improving, and you're charging less for it at the same time. It's very, very frustrating. But the solution is get up and do the next step. Like bring the vision and the technical skills, and then you've got recurring revenue, you're maximizing your earning potential, you don't have to hunt for leads all the time, you're breaking away from everybody else. Like if you want to break away from all the job boards and cheap projects and frustrating clients or squeezing you for everything you got, the way you do that is you just don't compete in that arena anymore and instead offer something different. Offer the vision. And you want the client to hire you because they like your vision. They didn't know the vision before. They didn't see the path. You're bringing the path. They want the path. Now you're in control of the whole situation. That's my number one tip. And I could go on, but there's like any problem that you can think of that comes around with garden variety web design, prices going down, looking for clients all the time, you know, feast or famine problem, that inconsistent cash flow, not being able to charge enough because people says it's too expensive, and you know, all of those scope creep, all of those things just vanish by shifting the structure of your business in a way where you bring the vision and you have the technical skills to implement the vision along the way. That's the biggest shift. And there's a lot of details that go into how do you make the shift? Like what is the vision? How do you figure that out? What's the right target market? What implications does that have for your proposal writing and how you run your client meetings and what do you say on your website? And there's a lot of details that kind of hang off of that one kind of central concept. But that's the biggest one. So if you didn't take anything else away from any of the things I've ever said in the past, the biggest thing is shift away from only offering technical skills and bring the vision. Formulate the vision for your client, present the vision to your client, and have them hire you because of your vision for their business. And then implement it as well. So you're doing two things at once now. You're doing your technical development, which is what you've always done, but you're also laying on top of that a layer of business development for your client. Not only that, but it's the path that they wouldn't be able to see had it not been for you. And so that's a really big thing. And it one of the big changes that it impacts is how you actually interact with clients. Like if you feel like you've gotten into a situation where a client calls you up and they're like, you know, hey, Ralph, I'm looking for a website. Can you build a site for me? I heard you did a great job. And you say yes. And then you go meet with the client. Most of the time, you're going to start asking questions like, okay, well, tell me a little bit more about your business. And what kinds of things do you want your website to do for you? And how many pages does that mean for you? And what do you even do, right? Like maybe you don't even know what they do yet, right? Because it's a kind of a cold referral from somewhere or whatever. And so you start asking all of those questions. And now what's happening is the client's trying to figure out what their vision is so they can articulate that to you so that you can then do the things. But the problem with all of that is you're creating an environment of extraordinarily high risk for your client right from the beginning, from step one, from the minute you say, tell me what you do, tell me what you want your website to do and what implications does that have for how many pages you need and all that stuff. You're asking them questions they don't know the answers to. And they're saying, well, I don't know. That's why I'm trying to hire you. And you're telling them, I don't know what you need either. You know, it's like nobody knows what anybody needs. Super high risk. Now, as long as you keep the price low, that's okay, because that's what everybody does. So as long as you say, I'm only going to charge $1,000 or $500 or maybe even up to $1,500. It's like, if you're in that range, okay, because if they don't work for you, they're going to have to go through the exact same process with somebody else for roughly the same price. But you're never going to make it to $100,000 a year selling $1,500 websites. That's never going to happen. You know, if you're going to try to get to like 10 grand a month, $1,000 was, that's like 10 sites a month. That's like more than two a week. It's like you can't find that many clients. You can't do that much work. Even if you could, you wouldn't be able to do a good job. So your clients wouldn't be getting results. It's going to be stressful. You're going to be competing with everybody. The client's going to see what you did and then have changes. And it just stretches out forever. You will dry up. You will exhaust yourself, dry up, and never win with that pattern. But when you bring your vision, that's what you really want. That's what that's what they need. And you create an environment of confidence as opposed to high risk. And the confidence comes because you're like, hey, I'm the authority. I'm the expert. I know what it takes to get customers into the door for you. When you bring that level of vision to the project, you can charge more. You get long-term revenue out of it. You're the authority. You're the expert. You're not fighting with all the other people who are offering the same thing for less. It's like you're separating yourself as the specialist, as someone who can actually fix their business problems. And that means you can charge 10 times more because you generate 100 times better results than the other guys do. So that's the number one tip, guys. Bring your vision and then implement that vision for your client. Don't rely on the client to provide the vision for you. Because if you do, all the other bad things happen. If you don't, you really basically need about 7 clients like that. And you have your own 6-figure business. That generally is about how it works out. Just raw numbers. What if you just had every client paying you about $1,000 a month on the retainer that you're using to continue to implement and execute your vision over time? If you had 8 or 9 of those clients, you know, I guess $8,333 is what you need to hit in order to get to 100 grand a year. But that assumes you don't even count the cost of the website itself. But basically get clients on board for about that. And you need about 8, 9, 10 total clients in your whole portfolio. So then you think, well, how long does it take to get 10 clients? What if you did a client a month? You'd be there by the end of the year. What if you did 2 clients a month? You could be there in 6 months, 5 months, right? It's like it doesn't take very long to build a 6-figure business or even to add an extra $100,000 per year to your business that you already have. So like keep doing what you're already doing and then add this onto the mix. And now you've got really, really, really nice situation there, right? So that's the big idea. Number one recommendation for what web designers need to do in today's economy, especially in today's economy. There's so many people out there that need your help right now. There are people out there that don't know what to do. They don't know how to make sense of all the COVID stuff and what implications that has for their business and how to do, you know, touchless service for whatever it is that they're doing, accounting or restaurants or whatever it is they're doing. It's like, right now, things are very different for a lot of people, and the majority of the answer is in the internet. Like, what can we do online so we don't have to do face-to-face stuff, and that's going to really maximize their ability to keep staying in business. So bring your vision for that. People need you right now. Bring that to them, And then everybody will win from it. They'll have an awesome business. They'll be thanking you for it. You'll be feeling super happy that you did all this stuff and you're building your own six-figure web design business. So if you want help with it, I'm here to help you. If you want help figuring out, well, what is the vision that I can bring and what tools do I need to use to bring all that to life and how do I convey that to the clients and what does that mean for my proposals and how do I meet with clients so I'm not creating this high-risk environment? It's like, I'll walk you through all that stuff. I'll show you how to do all the details and we can get there quick. But if you don't want to work with me, that's fine too. You still should make the change. You should still stop just selling technical services and bring your vision as well as the services. And when you do that, huge thing, it's almost like magic. It's like a huge shift, like a 10x shift can happen for you almost overnight because you're a totally different type of a service provider at that point, right? So if you want help, if you want to talk about how to pull all of this stuff together and you want to get there as fast as possible and you don't want to goof around anymore with just kind of fiddling with things, that's what I'm there for. Call me up. So go over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my personal calendar pop up. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes, like an in-depth phone conversation, and tell you how to bring all this stuff to life in the context of your specific business. So like the types of clients you like to work with, the types of skills you have, you know, the industries that you're interested in, like all of those types of things. So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up, grab a spot. I've been really busy lately. So if you don't see a spot like immediately, you might have to push a couple of days into the future to kind of get on the calendar, but do it. Because if you don't, your business is going to dry up. If you just keep selling tech services and try to compete with the entire earth for doing that, your prices are going to keep going down and down and down. And you're never going to get that six-figure web design business. But if you want help, I'm there for you. We'll do this call. It'll be awesome. Right after getting on the calendar, you're going to see a second page. It's going to be a little form. Fill it out, and that'll give me a link to your website, little information about your business and what you do and that kind of stuff, so that when we do get on the phone for 45 minutes, it's packed with all the stuff that is the best, right? So we're not wasting time figuring things out. We're ready to roll right off the bat. So make sure you fill out the application. But other than that, head on over there, get on the calendar. Let's talk about this stuff and let's get your vision implemented for people so that you can help them, right? You're not just doing things for them, you're helping them. That's a huge shift. So that's where the money's gonna be for you. That's where the results are for them. That's how you break away from the crowd. It's really how you do something different and more valuable. So if that's resonating with you, let's talk about it. It's absolutely my number one recommendation for web designers today. Awesome, guys. Great seeing you. Good seeing you, Heather, Ralph, Jim. Excellent, you know, catching up. I see other comments and stuff, but I can't read the names because I'm doing this. I'm using Ecamm, and there's like this weird privacy thing. So like, if you don't like agree to the privacy thing, then I just see the comment, not the name. Nevertheless, leave a comment. If you have any questions, if you want to talk one-on-one, live, head over to doublestack.net/call. Pick a time. We'll get on the phone. It'll be awesome. High five for you and talk to you soon.